Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga Ritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. Om Sahanavavatu Sahanabhanattu Sahavivyankaravavahai Tejaspinavadhi Tamastumavitvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Asa Yoganu Shasanam Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodaha Tatra Drashta Surupe Tada Drashta Surupe Avasthanam Vritti Sarupya Mitaratra Vrittayah Panchatayah Klishta Klishtaha Pramana Viparjaya Vikalpa Nidra Smritayah Pratyaksha Anumana Agama Pramanani. We are seeing Pratyaksha Anumana Agama Pramanani. Ananiyasya Tulya Jati Yeshu Anuvrittaha Bhinna Jati Yebhyo Vyavrittaha Sammandaha Sammandoyaha Tad Vishaya Samanya Avadharana Pradhana Vrittihi Anumanam. So what is Anumana? We saw what Pratyaksha means for these people. Pratyaksha means the thought, the chitta through a vritti going through the eyes or the sense organs and grabbing the sense object is what is pratyaksha. We already saw in Sankhya, dwarani, sheshani, these are all the sense organs are the dwaras, the means, the doors to for the chitta to go. They are not pramana. For the nayayikas, the sense organs are pramana. For the yoga and sankhyans, even for us in Vedanta, the sense organs are not pramana. Through the sense organ, the antakarana vritti grows. So, sense organ are also one of the means. They are not the pramana. Means, okay, the through which the vritti goes, that's all, to grab the object. So, anumeyascha, and anumana, what is anumana pramana? So, they accept three pramanas, pratyaksham, anumanam, agamaha. So, what is anumana? Anumeyasya, tulya jatiyeshu, anuvrittaha, bhinna jatiyebhyo, vyavrittaha. Whatever we are doing anumana of, inference of, that tulya jati yeshu anuvrittaha, that existing in the similar type of jati, similar type of object, similar family, and bhinna jati yebhyo vyavrittaha, and it is different from the other types, like sapaksha vrittittvam vipakshad vyavrittittvam. This is what we saw in Nayayika, Nyaya, Tarka Sangraha. Sapaksha, in the sapaksha, what is paksha, sapaksha, vipaksha, three things. Paksha, sandigdha sadhyavan pakshaha, where there is doubt existing about the sadhya. About that we want to know, we want to infer. So, sandigdha sadhyavan, the place where the doubt exists about the sadhya. Two, sapakshaha, definitely the sadhya exists there. Like Mahanasa kitchen, where the fire exists definitely. Vipakshaha. Vipaksha means definitely it does not exist. The sadhya does not exist. Like in the river. The fire does not exist. So, here see this. Tulya jati yeshu anuvrittaha. Existing in the tulya jati, meaning sapaksha. And bhinna jati yebhyo vyavrittaha. Non-existing in the, does not have the existence in the vipaksha. This sambandha, this kind of relationship, this reasoning, wherever you see, yaha tad vishaya samanya avadharana prathanaha. Because of this, whatever samanya avadharana means the general dharma, the knowledge about its dharma, the general knowledge about its dharma, that you gain, that pradhana, whatever means that gives you that, is called anumanam. That thought function is called anumanam. Like, what is that example? Give me an example, I'll understand anumanam, inference. If you say, yatha deshantra praptehe gatimat chandratarakam chaitravat vindyascha apraptir agatihi aptena drishta animito cha artvartha paratra sambodha sankranteye shaddena. Say, let us see. Yatha deshantara praptehe gatimat chandratarakam chaitravat vindyascha apraptihi agatihi. So, now we see this anumana. Chandratarakam gatimat. This is the anumana. What we want to prove, sadhya is this chandra and taraka, moon and the stars, they are gatimat. They have movements. They have movement. They move from one place to another. This is the sadhya, the point we want to prove. What is the reason, hetu? It is deshantar praptehe. You see it in different place. One place you see the moon. Another place you go, there also you see the same moon. So, they move. Like Chaitra. Chaitra, you saw him in one place and another time you saw him, see him another place though. So, you understand that he moves around. So, like that, this Chandra and Taraka also move. This planet, this stars and the moon, they move. This you understand. And mountain, it does not move. That also you understand. You don't see it in different place. Therefore, you understand mountains don't move. So, this is the anumana. Trividham anumanam ishtam. So, trividham pramanam ishtam also trividham anumanam. Sankhya, you saw three types of anumana. So, here he says, aptena, we are not going deep into this pramana. Aptena, drishto, animitova, artha, paratra, so bodha sangrantaye, shabdena upadishyate. Shabdat, tadartha vishya vruttihi shrotuhu agamaha. What is agama? The third type of pramana. Apta, a person whom everyone trusts. Apta vachanam pramanam. Agama is apta vachanam. Apta vachanam. What is apta? A person whom yatharta vakta, who speaks as he sees. There is no change in what he sees and what he speaks. So, that kind of apta, a person who speaks the truth, drishto animitova artaha. By him, whatever is seen, meaning perceived, direct perception, one, or whatever is inferred. So, his perception and his inference, both are pramana. Artaha, paratra sobodha sankrantiye. For whatever he has seen and whatever he has inferred, that to make the other understand, paratra sankrantaye, for the other to understand, shabdena upadishyate, he uses words. So, here shabdena upadishyate is the keyword. Shabdat tadartha vishaya vruttihi shrotru agamaha. Through the shabda, through the word, the listener will have a vritti, a thought function. That is agama pramana. A similar pramana, a similar vritti which the vakta, the speaker says, happens in the listener. That is pramana. I say something and you hear something and you understand something, that is not pramana. Though I may be apta, but the knowledge you have gained is not a pramana. So here, the key word he says is shabda, vakya, through a sentence or through a word. See, shabda here, people generally take it to be a word. Now, a word which is meaningful. Sanskritari bhasha rupaha, Sanskrit, etc. A language, a word from a language. That is what everyone infer here. But shabda here need not be a word with a meaningful, a word from any language with meaning. It need not be like that. It can be a sound also. Because we see the knowledge transferred through some sounds. Even the bheri etc. through bheri etc. the knowledge is transferred from one to another. So, aptas, any word, any movement, gesture can also give you knowledge. How do we infer this? See, generally everywhere, Bhaswatikara, he takes Shabdena Vakyena. He takes it as Vakya. What you call, Tattva Ishardi, Varshtati Mishra, he also takes it as Vakya, a word or a sentence or a word, whatever. They don't take it to be Dhvani, they don't take it to be a sound. But through a sound also, if the apta, he is an apta, through a sound also he can generate a vritti. This is what we see. See, nowadays we see in the forest, the language they use in the forest, that is to make people understand, they'll have codes to make people understand there is an enemy here. Ah, if he says, okay, everyone is happy. So these kind of sounds they use. They are not, that is not a language, that is a sound. Dhvanyatmaka, not varnatmaka. Words, sounds can be of two type. Shabda can be of two type. Dhvanyatmaka, varnatmaka. Dhvanyatmaka, sounds, any sound. Bheri, etc. from the drums, etc. That also is a sound. And other is varnatmaka, which is through alphabets. Characters. Now, even a sound which is produced through these bheri etc., the drums etc., can generate knowledge. See, in Vyakarana, I-un, rilruk, e-ong, i-ouch, hayavarat, ran, nyamangananam, jabhai, ghadadash, jabagadadash, kafa chata chata tau, Kapai, Shashasar, Hal, Iti, Maheshwarani, Sutrani. We say this every day when we do this chant, when we study Sanskrit. So, this A-I-Un to the last word, Hal. So, this all these Al, it's called Maheshwara Sutra. It has come from Maheshwara. Panini received this code from Maheshwara. How did this Maheshwara give Upadesha? Maheshwara didn't use words to give Upadesha to Panini. He used his drum. A small drum he used to give the message. So, even that sound can become Pramana. So, Shabdad Tadartha Vishayavrtihi Shrotruhu Agamaha. So, whatever knowledge you gain because of that sound is called Agama. So, Yasya Ashvedheya Artho Vakta Nash Drishta Numitarthaha Sa Agamaha Plavate. And where you don't have any Shraddha, in whom you don't have any Shraddha, any trust, any confidence, any surrender, that the knowledge of surrender, where you don't have that, there, that person, if he says anything, whatever he has seen or whatever he has inferred, sa agamaha plavate, that agama is not pramana. That is not the means of right knowledge. Moola Vaktari tu Drishta Anivita Arthe Nirplavaha Syat. And in the Moola Vakta, in the original person, meaning the Apte, Apta Vakya, in the Apta, Ishvara, he Drishta Anivita Arthe Nirplavaha Syat. His, whatever he has seen or whatever he has inferred, they don't have any trouble. They are true always. They are pramana always. Viparyayo mithya jnanam atat rupa pratishtham. Mithya jnana atat rupa pratishtham. Viparyayo mithya jnanam atat rupa pratishtham. Viparyayo mithya jnanam atat rupa pratishtham. Viparyayaha. See, pramana viparyaya is the next. in order. So, after pramana, we come to viparya. What is viparya? Viparya is that which we want to prove. So, he uses that word directly. Whatever he wants to define, he uses that word. Viparya, we want to define viparya. What is viparya? Lakshana for it, he says, mithya jnanam atat rupa pratishtham. Mithya jnanam atat rupa pratishtham is the definition for viparya. Mithya jnanam is wrong conclusion, wrong knowledge. Atat rupa pratishtham. Na tat rupa pratishtham iti atat rupa pratishtham. Meaning that whatever exists in that, if you don't have the knowledge of that, if you have knowledge of not that, then it is called mithya jnana. In that, if you don't have the knowledge that it is that, if you have the knowledge it is not that, in both ways, it is atadrupa. Example, pot or rope. On the rope, if you have the knowledge it is that, which is rope, then it is tadrupa. It is right knowledge. But in the same rope, if you have a knowledge which is a snake, then it is not that, which is atadrupa. So that in that, not that, it is established. Viparya is established in that, not that. So sakasmat na pramanam. Or see, on the slope, on the rope you have the knowledge of snake, or on the neck, on the mother of pearl you have the knowledge of silver, or on the single moon if you have the knowledge that it is two moons, dual moons, etc. These kind of, any kind of this knowledge, they are not pramana. Kasmat na pramanam, sakasmat na pramanam, why is that not accepted as a pramana, means of right knowledge? If you ask, yataha, this is the reason. Pramanena badhyate, because they are negated through another pramana. Bhutartha vishetvat pramanasya, because pramana, what is a pramana? Pramana is that which is bhutartha vishya. Bhutartha vishya means siddhartha vishya, that which is existing, that which is truth. So on that it is established, that is called pramana. Yattatra pramanena vad tatta pramanena bhadanam apramanasya drishtam. And through the pramana, the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of the truth, through the knowledge of the object as it is, the wrong knowledge is negated, that is seen always in every place. Tadyatha, like dvichandra darshanam sad vishayena eka chandra darshanena badhita iti. Dvichandra darshanam, the knowledge that there are two moons, that is negated through the right knowledge that there is only one moon. For this earth there is only one moon. This knowledge, through this knowledge you negate the wrong knowledge which you gain, because if you have some cataract or if you use a lens, you see a dual moon. That is negated with the right knowledge that only one moon exists. Sayam panchaparva bhavati avidya. So this avidya is of five types, five parts. They are avidya, smitaraga, desha, abhinivesha, klesha, iti. They will be seen in the other sutra, which will start with avidya, etc., which is avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, pancha klesha. All these are five different types of kleshas, troubles. Eta eva swasanyabhi tamo moha mahamoha tamisraha andhata misraha iti. Ete chittamala prasangena abhidhatsyante. When we are talking about chittamalas, the defects of the obstacles of the troubles of the mind, there we will discuss about this. What? Avidya, etc. These avidya, etc. are what is described in Sankhya as moho, mahamoha, tamaha, mohaha, mahamohaha, tamisraha, andatamisraha. With these names, the same avidya, etc. are referred. Avidya is referred to there as tamaha. Asmita is referred to as mohaha. Raga is referred to as mahamohaha. Dvesha is referred to as tamisraha. And the final abhinivesha is referred to as andhata misraha. This we will see in the later state. Next sutras, following sutras. Then, following the order, first we saw pramana, then viparya, the third comes vikalpa. Vikalpa is generally understood as choice. In Sanskrit, when we say it is vikalpa, vikalpena, there it is choice. But when we saw panchadashi, 50th shloka, vikalpena sahavartate iti sa vikalpaha. Tritiya vikalpa, third case vikalpa and first case vikalpa, these kind of things we saw. There vikalpa is attribute. One place vikalpa means choice. Other place vikalpa means attribute. Even in Purva Mimamsa, in examples which we say, like utite juhoti, anudite juhoti, vikalpa. Vikalpa Ashraya. Udite Jyoti, Anudite Jyoti. When the, after the sun rise, you have to do this Homa, this fire oblation. Or another line which says, before the sun rise, you have to do this fire oblation. So, you take a choice. Okay, after fire of the sun rise, if I have time, I will do. Or if I have time, even before sunrise, I will do this. It is choice. There is no trouble there.